As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? Welcome to our Tuesday, November the 24th, 2009, live two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day, especially on Tuesdays and Thursdays with our returning guest, independent researcher Vicki Davis, as we continue tracking this pathological technocracy emerging as a new global order. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can always pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014. To join us live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. I'll repeat those numbers throughout the broadcast, but your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. That's Box 96, Exeter, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout out always to Liberty Radio Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Gold testing the $1,170 level this morning. Stocks higher on the continuing dollar weakness. We'll get the market report in a moment. The worldwide wars, lingering lessons with guest Vicki Davis. Lots on the plate today, folks. You're not going to want to miss a moment of today's two-hour broadcast. And, of course, we will take your calls. And much, much more. Let's go into that market report for Tuesday, November the 24th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But 1 hour ago, gold was trading up $4.90 at $1,169 an ounce. Silver up 2 cents, excuse me, off 2 cents at $18.56 an ounce. Platinum up $3 at $1,458 an ounce. Palladium flat on the morning so far at $370 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,160.90 for a low, $1,172.20 for a high. At $1,169, we are up $347.20 year-to-year for a 42.25% return on your investment in the precious metal. London Gold Fix, this morning the boys set it at $1,170.25. You can see we're a buck and a quarter below that now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 133 at 10,451. The NASDAQ was up 30 at 2,176, and the S&P closed up 15 at 1,106. The crude oil losing 14 cents in early trading, trades at 77.42 a barrel, and that old USDX, that dollar index in decline, off 0.7%, 75.05 in the ICE, in the Intercontinental Exchange. We'll be back on the other side of this first break with much more and our guest Vicki Davis. Stay there.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information, is only a page away.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned right here on our Tuesday, November the 24th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Visiting again once again, as we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays, with Vicki Davis. Let's finish up that market report for Tuesday, and then we're going to go into the meat and potatoes here. Lots to discuss today for sure. We find again the gold was trading up $4.90 in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time at $1,169. Silver was off 2 cents at $18.56. Platinum up $3 at $14.58. And palladium flat on the morning trade at $370 an ounce. Again, the crude oil was off 14 cents a barrel at $77.42, and the USDX off 7 basis points at $75.05. That $75.05 low figure there is driving this market today. The foreign exchange rates, we see the Canadian dollar moving down another 18 basis points, yet trades at 95 cents U.S. The Mexican peso up 30 basis points, trades at 8 cents U.S. still. The euro at a buck and a half. The British pound $1.66, and the Swiss franc at 99 cents U.S. In the bond market, not much changing there. The 2-year bond still very the yield on the 2-year bond still very low at 0.75%. The 10-year at 3.33. The 30 is at 4.27. And in the mortgage pit, the 15-year mortgages are moving down a little bit again, relaxing that tightening that was coming on us and at us a couple of weeks ago. Now trades at 4.55%. down 4.71 from a month ago. Of course, that interest rate is going to have, you're going to have to add points and origination fees and all of that as well. The 30-year mortgage is at 5.02%, moving down from 5.15 a month ago. With all that said, and the market report behind us, good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Will. Good morning, everybody.
Well, you've got a full plate today again. You know, folks, Vicki drops these bombs on me about 3 minutes before the broadcast. We got clips to play. We got all kinds of stuff to try and pull out off this morning. And I don't know. Sometimes I wonder whether I'm the man for the job or not. Not really a multitasker, but nevertheless, give us a little bit of an overview of where you want to go today, and we'll plug the website. Go ahead and announce your website. I usually do it, but go ahead, and then let's just get on into it.
Okay, my website is www.channelingreality.com, and on the left-hand side, there's a link called Become Vocal Local. If you click on that link, it will take you to a page where you'll see all of the links that hopefully we'll be talking about today. I do have a lot of them out there. Basically, I want to tell you everything I know, and I want to do it all at once.
And we'll squeeze it into 2 hours, even if we have to grease the shoehorn. That's for sure. So that's basically where we're at. You know, all of a sudden late in the morning, we got into this climate change. But when we start thinking about the current discussions, you know, H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, the Senate version now wending its way through committees and getting ready to be discussed. Barry the usurper heading off to get his peace prize and then dropping into Copenhagen, perhaps for the Copenhagen COP15, the climate change, the United Nations Climate Change Forum, coming down now just on us in Addison a couple of weeks. We're looking at this first since end of the first and throughout the second week of December for this, which could be absolutely, absolutely horrific in consequence. But of course, as we've covered in the last couple of weeks, folks, when the usurper was over in Asia, met with the Japanese and the Chinese, they came up with basically an understanding that even though we wouldn't be able to go for the full deal, that we wouldn't get the full meal deal with the little toy to go with it in the sack, Barry the usurper and boys are going to be pressing for at least a beginning deal that then they can add on to by next year. So with that, you know, we're really looking at things that are happening. But inside of these treaties, Vicki, is the model, if you will, for a new form of global governance.
Yes, and it is communist. I mean, it's a one-world communist government with the resources managed at the global level. And so whenever we look at these things, we have to look at the public image that they are presenting, which is that we have to do all of these things to save the Earth, because, you know, man is destroying Earth, so we have to save it, you know, and that's what the whole climate change thing is about. Underneath that whole agenda is the reality of the situation, which is that they want to implement the communist global one world government. And so
now, a lot of people would probably, you know, wrinkle their eyebrows up, you know, and shrug their nose at this one. But when we talk about a communist system, as opposed to what we have today in America, what would we be looking at as a change over the way that this country now operates? This is kind of a tricky question.
Well, full management of all the resources, and now it does seem like that they're controlling everything. But it's not nearly as bad as it could be or as it's going to get if we don't put a stop to this agenda. We're in a transition phase right now, and basically they did what I think is a very interesting thing to do. As I understand it, with judo, you basically use your opponent's momentum against him.
Yes, the mass and the momentum of the assailant is used to propel them to the ground, ostensibly to cease the conquest.
Right. Well, that's exactly what they've done to us. They turned capitalism on us by releasing capitalism, laissez-faire capitalism. And, of course, you know, the laissez-faire capitalism, the large corporations grew larger, became monopolies, and now they are destroying our country. So they used a judo movement on us, turning our own system against us.
Okay.
So.
But the reason I wanted to style that particular question the way that I did was that in the life of everyone listening today, and I think I'm pretty accurate in that, the transfer from where we may have been in the 1880s to where we are today in the year 2009 going into 2010, the transformation is so broad that to come out tomorrow on the front cover of Time magazine and say that the United States of America embraces communism as its model would be, you know, almost of none effect, insofar as this worm has been in the apple working for 100 years. And I think when we go into the other portions of the broadcast, we're going to start to see just how that happened. But the worldwide wars, folks, lingering lessons, things for us to understand. It all started happening then, and we're suffering the consequences now. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Back in 3 minutes.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4 GB or 8 GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. enginebrain.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local, visiting again as we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays with our guest, Vicki Davis. And Vicki, as we're going into the break, we just started into this contrast between individualism and collectivism and the development of the idea of monopoly capitalism versus communism. And so let's continue it right there.
Yeah, when I say communism, I actually mean commonism. Which is putting together sets of common elements or common entities. And when you design systems, that's the first thing you do is you have to normalize your data and define the sets of data that you have of common sets of entities. And so I really do think that communism was a mistranslation, and it should have always been communism.
Okay. Yeah, that works out pretty good. And certainly, over the weekend, folks, I was again drawn to another article in the encyclopedias, again, this one on Gosplan. We're going to talk about that on another broadcast, but what was driven home to me in the study of that, and it's a lengthy read, was this idea that when the Mensheviks and then eventually the Bolsheviks started to rise to ascendancy and overthrew Tsarist Russia, Mother Russia, if you will, and created this new system, they had to go through a numerous lengthy process. And by lengthy, I'm talking about just a couple of decades. We're not talking about a century here. But a lengthy process of reorganizing and restructuring to try and be able to deal with a rapidly emerging industrial base. Actually, so much was coming online there. We think of them as a backward nation, but they were not backward nation. They were moving forward, and they were moving rapidly. They were one of the wealthiest countries on the planet. But at the same time, they had in the greater sphere of the USSR, they had an enormous peasant agrarian population they had to deal with. And so much of what they were doing is that they were having to go through this colossal effort of restructuring, reorganizing, and experimenting in these common types of governments, new different kinds of governments. And out of that emerged this idea of the Soviets, or as we like to say, public-private partnerships, but the idea of Soviets as a method. But at the very top, always at the very top, was the STO. Well, at the very top was the group in power. And as we've shared on previous broadcasts with Abramovich Roman, what is his name? Abramovich is his name. Anyway, one of the many billionaires in Russia today. This is a fellow that rose up. He started out with he and his wife with a little handcraft doll factory, and then it just mushroomed, and he became an exceedingly wealthy man. Now he owns a soccer or football team over in England and huge yachts and all of that sort of stuff. So anyway, it's not just a collectivist singing kumbaya by any means. What we're talking about here is a hierarchy. There's those that have, and then there are the have-nots. And the haves are greatly outnumbered by the have-nots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so they have to design control systems for people, and that's the really bad part. That's where they really start hurting people, actually, you know, when they try to control them, because they have to do it basically with physical force, because they with a communist system, they put on such restrictions on people that you can't even you can't move. essentially.
Well, private production was one of those things. You know, there were only a few different calibers of people. There were only a few things that an individual could produce privately. You could be a musical instrument maker and make one violin at a time. You could be a carpenter and make one cabinet at a time. There are things that you could do like that. In your spare time, if you had any spare time, with whatever reserve you might have available to you. But overall, everyone was working towards common goals. And they had the five-year plans. You know, the 1928 was the one that was really the creme de la creme, the one that actually started to work. But in all of this, the resources of the entire country are mobilized collectively. They were trying to achieve a self-sufficiency where there was only surplus was exported. They didn't export capital. They only exported things like grains and other resources that were surplus. But they didn't export any capital, at least in the time period up until the 30s. So all of that works together for us to understand then that when we talk about conservation of Earth and all of the resources, we're going inside of a business model where we are going to allocate the resources on the planet to those who produce most efficiently for the greatest good of the greatest number.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And they were basing that, here we go again, you know, with the propaganda campaign that says one thing and then the reality is something different. And what you just described is the reality. But the propaganda campaign is that we've got to save Mother Earth. You know, there because of climate change and all of that. But in the past couple of weeks, it's come out that the fraud of climate change has finally been exposed by hackers, actually. Computer hackers broke into a computer system, and they got the emails of these climate scientists for over the last 10 years, and the emails back and forth between these people and documents reveal the fraud that they were perpetrating on the people of the world.
Well, let's play that Russia Today clip. We've got about 2 minutes left. Let's see if we can squeeze it in.
Okay.
Here we go. It's loading up. Come on. Waiting for it. Come on. Waiting for it. Let's go over and try it over here again. There we go. Should go.
We're living through exceptionally difficult times. The financial crisis and its dramatic impact on employment and budgets, the climate crisis which threatens our very survival. A period of anxiety, uncertainty, and lack of confidence. Yet these problems can be overcome by a joint effort in our, and between our countries. 2009 is also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet.
Well, that wasn't the right clip, Becky. Sorry about that, but we can start with that and build from it. That was the EU president, the new fellow that just got elected in that, and he's laying it out there that basically what we're looking at coming out of Copenhagen is this beginning for this European Union, and we'll have to play the other clip right on the other side of the break. But
that worked out fine because basically he just said what we were talking about anyway, which is that the idea of the global governance is management of the world's resources,
Absolutely, and the way that this thing is basically going to work out from the standpoint of carbon credits and all of that, as Joan Vian put out in her book a couple of years back, the United Nations, a global straitjacket, what she was looking at there was that everything is going to be a tax based on your input and your outputs. And so with the new system, the smart grid and everything else, that will be possible if this treaty passes. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. We'll be back on the other side of this break.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, and yes, that was a an interesting little clip anyway from this new EU president. He and the counterpart, the female half of that, boy, girl, here we go back to Noah's Ark, you know, but the female counterpart, she apparently has no previous political experience either, so we'll be seeing what these two can come up with. I don't know whether you would just call them puppets or lapdogs or what they are, but they're definitely spouting the lines. Vicki, do you want to go in now and have me play the right clip?
Yeah, let's do. Let's play that Russia Today clip.
Let's give this one a try and see how that goes. Things, let's see if we can come get it to run. Play now for me. Play. Come on. It's trying to come up. What's going on? I don't know. It's doing. Well, no, that one didn't want to go with that either. All right. That one didn't want to go.
I can play it on my side.
All right. Play it on my side. Let's see if we can hear it.
Okay. It's loading.
Okay.
Okay.
Go dead there. Keep talking to me.
Okay, here we go.
I'm not hearing anything yet.
You're not hearing it?
Nope, can't hear anything yet. Okay, so anyway, folks, you've all heard this story anyway. It's been going around the internet. It's virtually viral. What it was basically a bunch of emails that have been captured in one of the campuses someplace in Europe. It's gotten out now. It's moving around. Everybody's talking about it. Whether or not there's going to be substantial blowback from it will remain to be seen. But certainly the contents of these personal emails between various scientists is opening up a big controversy, because if the scientists themselves understand, as they do, that no matter what, they have to move forward with the lie, then we've got a real problem. But so do the people who are basically profiting from this idea of global climate change, man-made global warming and climate change. They're going to suffer from this. The grant monies may have, some real problems here as well. But certainly a global governance scheme built on a lie, it's all based on confidence. And if the people don't have any confidence in it, Vicky, then it's likely to be stillborn in Copenhagen.
Well, and we have to help it be stillborn. I mean, that's the most important job we have between, from now on, actually, is to kill this system, this parasite of global communism. If we want a constitutional government, we cannot have a global governance structure. You can't have both. And that's just the way it is.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I really hope that you can get on the internet and get on the my website, Channeling Reality, and the Become Vocal Local webpage. There is the link to the audio clip that we were going to play, but there's an even better link to the YouTube version of that Russia Today report. And I really highly recommend that you go listen to that, because it's really important.
Well, let's go in. Let's go back up to the top of the list again. And folks, it's www.channelingreality.com. Just kind of keep the broadcast moving here. But channelingreality.com, clips or otherwise. Let's go up to that job destruction. Or where do you want to start in the list that we have up here? That job destruction newsletter was very interesting document, that 16-page job destruction. Maybe we're going to start there, or where else would you like to direct us?
Well, part of the let me just set that up first. The reason I included that in there is because part of the war on the American people is economic warfare. And if you make people poor, then communism sounds pretty darn good. You know, if you're getting kind of hungry and you know that your neighbor has some food, you want to share. And that's the idea. That's what they've been doing to our economy. And this job destruction newsletter.
Internet hackers claim that confidential emails from scientists show that climate change data has been fiddled. They allege scientists have been cooking the books to support the view that the global warming is caused by human activity rather than a naturally occurring phenomenon. Well, we're now joined by British MP Peter Lilly, a former senior cabinet minister under Prime Ministers Margaret Thatcher, and John Major, who's live with us in London, to discuss the so-called Climate Gate affair. Mr. Lilly, thanks very much indeed for joining us here on RT. Now, if these allegations about a conspiracy are true, well, why do you think such manipulation could be happening, and who could actually be benefiting from it?
Well, I think it's an example not so much of a conscious conspiracy, but of an unconscious conspiracy by a group of scientists who, from reading the emails, are so loyal to each other that they're determined to agree with each other even more than they're determined to agree with the facts. So if the facts no longer agree with their theory, they try and change the facts rather than trying to change their theory. And the people who benefit from it are obviously the scientists themselves, because they feel morally superior. They're leading a crusade, apparently, to save the world, and they believe in it profoundly, even when the facts refute them. And they also get large grants from government for carrying on this sort of research, and they wouldn't get it if they produced the opposite sort of conclusions.
So these sort of emails being uncovered, if they are genuine, this could be a big blow to the environmentalist movement, could it not?
It could, and the scientists concerned have had to admit that the emails are true. There may be, conceivably, have been one or two filtered in which are not, but there's been no evidence of that or no suggestion of that so far. It'll be a blow to their credibility, but so great is the momentum, so large is the amount of money invested in this theory, that it will take even more than this exposure to derail it, I fear.
Okay, so there you go. Sorry about that. It just jumped up. I had a Firefox challenge there. My Firefox, when I tried to open that, folks, it collapsed, and I had to restart that section of the broadcast. But anyway, so there's the clip in its full, and you can see the damage that this thing possibly has. You know, no doubt about it. But as he said, this is going to start perhaps a tidal wave. But it's going to be up to everybody else to get involved and be part of it as well. Now, what did you have in your mind? What would be an action step that people might be able to take towards fanning the flames?
Well, I would say, well, first of all, we have to call our legislators and ask them to do an investigation in this. And another thing is that we cannot accept what that guy said, which is that he thinks they did this unconsciously. I mean, come on. You don't do things like this unconsciously. The whole thing behind it is, as he said it was, the government provided only funding for research that agreed with that position of global warming. Well, so that tells you that it's a propaganda campaign. It's not, and they knew it.
Well, this goes along with what we talked about last week, Vicki. You know, when we look at the data on whether we're talking about economic reports, whether we're looking at data that's coming out of the OMB or anyplace else, you know, garbage in, garbage out. But in the case of the foundations and government grant programming, when the government is trying to develop a theory and they're financing for the validation of their theories, and the United Nations finances for validation of their theories, we've got the same garbage in, garbage out thing. If you go in trying to prove that the world is flat, in other words, I go out to Walmart and I buy a basketball and come around and put a basketball in my backyard and it doesn't roll out of my yard, and I go around the side yard, it doesn't roll out of my yard, I put it in the front yard and it doesn't roll out of my yard, then I establish the premise that the earth is flat, drive 20 miles in one direction, drive 20 miles in the other direction, repeat the experiment, then I can say based on objective data, the world is flat. And, you know, it just goes from there. So unless these people have the ability to change their tune based on the findings of scientific data, then they're hamstrung, their hands are tied towards supporting something that their science just doesn't show.
Right. And that's how you know that it was simply a propaganda campaign for political purpose, not for environmental purpose. And as such, everything that they've done, everything that they plan to do based on climate and environmentalism, as a matter of fact, we've got to shut it down because it's dishonest from the get-go.
Okay, we'll be right back after this break, folks. Just kind of picking up the pieces there after that weird system error. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy Sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy Sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy Sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy Sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's diginet.net. diginet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet spy products today. Because video never lies.
The Intel Strike Report.
And I just want to thank you for everything that you guys are doing to help people understand what's going on in this world.
You know what? You guys, thank you for what you do, and keep doing it.
And we have returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local as we go into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast. Actually, it's the last segment of the first hour of today's two-hour broadcast. And going back to the documents, you know, folks, I rarely play clips on the broadcast. I like to have the black and white in my eyes. And that's one of the reasons why I really value Vicki's webpage is because you can find so much information there that is actual documentation that you can refer to. There's a lot to be said for sound bites and things like that. But like I said, like Hal Anthony says, I like to see the black and white in my eyes. And so we've got a leading thing on Become Vocal Local's web. If you go to channelingreality.com, and look on her homepage. She's created a link to Become Vocal Local. That opens up to today's documents. And the leading one there is this job destruction. And so just give us an intro into this, because there's some parts in this that I read this morning that I'd like to cover.
Mm-hmm. This job destruction newsletter is written by a friend of mine that he was an engineer that was outsourced, and so he turned his talents towards compiling newsletter information on job losses. And he's been doing this for quite a few years. But this latest one is about a project in Texas, the building of a bridge, and that's being done with the stimulus money. And the people that are going to be hired to work on that bridge are Italians. Imported Italians will be doing the welding. And the architect for the bridge is Santiago Calatrava from Spain. So this, the stimulus money, yeah, they're building a bridge in Texas, but Americans are not being employed on that project.
This is an important aspect of all of this, folks, because as you know, in the past, and Vicki, I've covered it on several different broadcasts, but if we go back and we look at this United Nations, the compendium of recommendations on international migration and development, and go through that whole lengthy text that was published by the United Nations themselves, we look at their agenda for this global marketplace, if you will, we get a better understanding of how something like this, it's really, as far as I'm concerned, this is a travesty happening in Dallas, Texas, but how something like this could actually happen. Again, it begins $70 million worth of federal, state, and city funds are pouring into the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge. Now, those of our listeners down in Dallas, they might know where this is, designed by the Spanish architect Santiago Calatrava. Supporters hope the span will be a signature for the city, but it may be remembered for something else, because the key jobs in its construction, tens of thousands of man hours of work, are going to Italians. And then it just continues. It talks about the construction site in the Trinity River bottom. An American inspector told News 8, if you don't speak Italian, it's going to be tough to communicate. Well, yeah, I'd say it's going to be tough to communicate. But this is the kind of work that in the past, Vicki, would be a union job, and a union job largely only. When you get involved with government works like this, state and federal projects, state and federal fundings, this is typically union work for union employees. And the contractors, of course, they're independents, but they hire union workers. And so I would wonder whether this is going at prevailing wage, number one. Number two, I would wonder if this was being done by union, American union workers. Certainly the steel workers union and the welders, their union would have something to say about this project happening in Texas with federal stimulus funds.
Nobody ever accused the union leaders of being the brightest bulbs, in the shop. So for some reason that eludes me, the unions seem to think that they can establish a global union. And so it's okay to bring in foreign workers as long as they are union members. So the idea that there is that the unions are American, forget that. They're international. So even though they may protest this, that American workers should be hired, they actually do support the importation of workers to this country. And I can prove it to you over and over again by their support for the illegal aliens.
There's also a deafening silence coming out right now from the coal miners unions and the steel industry, their unions, in regards to climate change. When we start coming in and attacking, let's say, the use of coal, you cannot make steel without the use of coal. So that is another, as you say, a knife in the throat of the juggler of America. But the silence on this issue is deafening. You would think that the AFL-CIO, all the various trade groups, would be out up in arms and out over this climate thing. But because most of them are Democrats, they may be supporting the usurper's agenda here out of support politically to the detriment of their labor. But this is a big one, because even as the article goes through and develops, folks, and again, you can find this on the Become Vocal Local link on Vicki's website, channelingreality.com. But even here, we find that the visas are in question as well. So these people are coming in on business visas and then working in construction on a government project. I mean, this thing sounds like a lawsuit just waiting to break.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can try it. But I mean, I started out working on the outsourcing issue, and this is insourcing, which is the reverse. Rather than exporting the jobs, you're importing the foreign workers. But it all works out the same, which is that the American people are being displaced in our economy either by exported jobs or imported foreign workers.
Well, the principles of action for this global migration and development agenda starts out like this: migrating out of choice. Principles for action, there are six of them. This is the first one, folks. Migrating out of choice, migration in the global economy. Women, men, and children should be able to realize their potential, meet their needs, exercise their human rights, and fulfill their aspirations in their country of origin, and hence migrate out of choice rather than necessity. Those women and men who migrate and enter into the global labor market should be able to do so in a safe and authorized manner, because they and their skills are valued and needed by the states and societies that receive them. So we're supposed to roll over and play dead because the United Nations and a bunch of these, the think tank bunch, have gotten together and written up these principles of action. We're supposed to roll over and play dead as these Italians migrate into the country to pick up construction projects using federal funds from the United States tax revenue.
Right. And what it really is labor arbitrage. They've established this system of trading places, so they can use foreign workers to come in and arbitrage labor rates in a country, because the way that the trade agreements have been set up, it gives preferences to foreign corporations to break down labor and environmental laws, all the different kinds of laws. So the large corporations are using foreign labor as a means of arbitrage against the citizens of a country. And I don't care, you know, name the country. I don't care which one you're talking about. These corporations are bringing in foreign workers to displace the domestic workers. I mean, even over in Iraq, you know, a country that was devastated by war, and Afghanistan, were they using the Iraqi men to rebuild or Afghani men to rebuild? No, they were not. They were importing people from Thailand, from India, from various places around the world. They were importing them into Iraq and Afghanistan to rebuild.
And we'll see how that develops on the other side of this top of the hour break, folks. Just kind of really getting warmed up here. Spend a little bit of time on the clips from the climate thing. But when we come back from the top of the hour break, I'm going to go through the rest of these six principles, Vicki, as we discuss this particular topic, because they're so pertinent and valuable for us to understand. But, you know, this is not something I don't think that's just happening in Texas. It's happening all around the United States. And as you mentioned, it's happening all around the world, and we need to understand the global agenda behind this before we start blowing a gasket, which I'm about to do.
Me too.
Yeah. We'll be back on the other side, folks. Things are heating up. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, November the 24th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Now starting our second hour, we come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And the beginning hour, we talked a little bit about the climate change and the emails that have been circulating around and the new EU president. But, of course, that all just leads towards this idea of the expansion of the globalist system. Globalism is, you know, like the opening says, the nemesis of globalism. I really loathe, despise, and detest this concept, the ideology behind it, and many of the people who are advancing it. But we go back to the United Nations documents to pick up a lot of this. Certainly where my strongest point is, Vicki, is that I buy these books from the United Nations and I sit down and read them. It's called Getting the Black and White in Your Eyes. This is the Compendium of Recommendations on International Migration and Development, the United Nations Development Agenda, and the Global Commission on International Migration Compared. And this was put out by ECOSOS, the Economic and Social Affairs Division, or organ, or body of the United Nations, where we find these six principles for action. I gave the first one out in the previous segment. I'll just reiterate it. It's migrating out of choice. Migration, folks, it's like so many wildebeest or reindeer moving across the tundra from one green patch to the next, where in a world without borders, where we just have people looking for a new green pasture, a new green shoots, and they'll be brought forth to do the work that's necessary, and when they need to migrate, they'll migrate, seasonally or otherwise. But migrating out of choice, again, women and men and children, and notice they always put women first. They put the, you know, it's just the way it goes. It's almost gratuitous that they've even mentioned men. It's usually women, children, and indigenous people, all through the United Nations documentation. And there's a reason for that. It's this emasculation of the male figure. It's breaking up the household. It's raising up woman, Gaia, mother, Sibyl, Isis, however you want to style it. It's bringing up the Madonna and the child. And putting Christ or man into the background. There's a lot to this, okay? Anyway, so let's go through it further. Women, men, and children should be able to realize their potential, should be able to realize, should, coulda, woulda, shoulda, should be able to realize their potential, meet their needs, exercise their human rights, and that would be the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and fulfill their aspirations in their country of origin. That they should be able to do. And under a system of strong national governments and strong sovereign nations, people would look to their own life and their own country and their own customs, tongues, tribes, and creeds to affect that. Under this new system, then, however, they would then be able to migrate out of choice rather than necessity. These women and men who migrate and enter the global labor market should be able to do so in a safe and authorized manner. Everything's always safety first. That's Agenda 21, Chapter 7.59, the promotion of a global culture of safety, the global safety cult. Anyway, in a safe and authorized manner, and because they and their skills are valued and needed by the states and societies that receive them. Why do we allow them to come in? Because their skills are valued and needed by the states and societies that receive them. So we've got these welders on this project coming in. Why? Ostensibly because their skills are valued and needed by the United States of America. Okay? Put that in your mind and keep it there. Two. Reinforcing economic and developmental impact, the role that migrants play in promoting development and poverty reduction in countries of origin as well as the contribution they make towards the prosperity of destination countries, should be recognized and reinforced. Let me underline and emphasize this again. The role that the migrants play in promoting development and poverty reduction in countries of origin. So what we have here is remittances. It plays huge. It's an enormous part of this dialogue. We'll pick up right there on the other side of this first break and be back. Your calls are welcome. 866-841-1065.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back once again on our Tuesday, November the 24th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local for the benefit of those audiences just joining us after their top-of-the-hour news and weather break. We're going into the international migration and development agenda just a little bit. Visiting again, as we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays, with Vicki Davis. Her website, folks, is channelingreality.com. channelingreality.com, and on the homepage of that website, on the left-hand side, if you scroll down and look, and you'll see the Become Vocal Local link. Click on that, and you'll open up the documents that we're referring to in this segment of today's broadcast. But this is not on the website yet. It's not been posted to her website. But these are the 6 major principles of action, the action points for the international migration and development agenda, promulgated and made probably in form of treaty through the United Nations. And so I just started in on this number 2, reinforcing economic and developmental impact, the role that the migrants play in promoting development and poverty reduction in the countries of their origin. So we've got these Italian iron workers who have been brought over here by this company, the contractor that's got this contract, the government project in Dallas, Texas. We've got a Spanish architectural company that is overseeing this project, designed the improvement of the repair or whatever. He's going to be raking off money. That money's going back to Spain. These Italians, they're sending home in the form of remittances or will be taking home with them money back to their countries. So the stimulus bill, the stimulus money is not actually stimulating the United States of America at all. It's not stimulating our workers. Yes, while they're here, they might have a room someplace in a motel. They might be eating breakfast in the cafe. I don't wonder that they'd be here long enough that they might get a haircut. But other than that, other than the airfare back and forth, they're not going to be, you know, building our economy at all. And this is important to understand. Number one, in Mexico, in their gross domestic product, I think number one source of revenue is remittances, the money that their illegals sent all around send home. This is how you get money redistributed around the planet, the redistribution of wealth among nations and between nations. And so it's far bigger issue than Jerome Corsi and others will admit to. Even Glenn Spencer doesn't want to discuss this material.
And who makes the money on it? The banksters. They take a cut or a percentage every time there's a transmission of money from one country to another country. They make money
on both ends of it, and it's Wells Fargo that, you know, gets the greatest share, the lion's share of the money heading into Mexico. Who's going to broker these remittances for the Spanish company and for the Italian workers? That'll be determined. But let's go on. It says international migration should become an integral part of national, regional, and global strategies for economic growth in both the developing and the developed world. So see what they're talking about here. It's an integral part. It should become. And that's important to understand. We talk about climate change.
I lost you, Will.
Okay. You can't hear me now? Can you hear me? Let's go back over here and open this guy up and click over here. Let's see if we got that. End the call. Are you still with me, Vicky? Oh, that call dropped. Let's pick her back up. One, two, three. We'll pick her back up. Should come in. Vicky, can you hear me yet? Vicky, are you there? Vicky, are you with me? If not, let's go over here, add her back this way. Oops, not that. Remove that. Let's go back down here. Stand by, folks. Self-promoting here, self-doing. Okay, let's go there, select that, add that back in. Okay, let's see if we can pick Vicky up again. Vicky, on that.
Hello.
There you are, Vicky. Got you back. I'll wait till the break and we'll try to reconnect again on the Skype. But
okay.
But as I was saying here, if we can wrap our minds around this concept where basically the United Nations is saying that in both the developing world and the developed world, international migration, it becomes an integral part of the regional and global strategies for economic growth. Then when we start talking about climate change, some of this can start to make sense because we've got all of the various and sundry works that would need to be created in the developing countries for this global climate change, and that work is not going to be done by a bunch of Zimbabweans sitting around some grass hut, folks. That's going to be done by Siemens and GE and Halliburton and these other corporations that are going to come in and develop these climate-friendly green things, you know, all these green shoots. And in the United States, if you think that your next-door neighbor is going to get a contract to install your four-star energy, green energy windows, think again. Those jobs are going to be going to these Mexicans that are out of work because they are no longer building new houses, so they'll be up here retrofitting and making our houses saleable in this new global climate carbon credit trading system. All this is coming on. Let's go on a little bit further, just a couple of moments further into this particular segment. And then it talks about addressing irregular migration. So here in this article again, Vicky, when we've got these Italian welders in town, this is an irregular migration. They didn't come in the right process. They're not here on the right visas. So these are called irregular workers. They have an irregular status. States exercising their sovereign right to determine who enters and remains on their territory should fulfill their responsibility and obligation to protect the rights of migrants and to readmit those citizens who wish or who are obliged to return to their country of origin. So in other words, just because somebody comes from Mexico across our borders illegally and comes up here and works for 5 or 6 years sending home their remittances, when they come back and want to re-enter Mexico, they shouldn't have any problems at the border. So that's a real problem, and I don't like that either. In stemming irregular migration, states should actively cooperate with one another, ensuring that their efforts do not jeopardize human rights, including the rights of refugees to seek asylum. Governments should consult with employers, trade unions, and civil society on this. So as we go into these documents this morning, Vicki, we need to keep this information in mind, just, you know, to understand how big this system is. Go ahead.
How big and twisted.
Absolutely.
How totally twisted it is.
Absolutely. So it's not just a small issue, folks. Again, we always become vocal local. We need to know what happens and is happening on a global level, but then we need to affect local solutions. So it's not the same thing as think global and act local. That old phrase, that perestroika glasnost phrase, that was how the change agents worked to bring about globalism locally. Ours is entirely the opposite course of work. Ours is to recognize and understand the beguiling of the change agents and to block it as it tries to come in and get inside and bore in our apples on a local level. Let's see what we got going here. Got about 50 seconds. Go ahead, Vicki.
Yeah, I mean, under this kind of system, there won't be any Americans employed ever. And one of the articles that I have up here is that the Indian tech companies are looking at a $1 billion piece of the U.S. recovery pie. And that means they're going for contracts within the United States under this system of trade and migration. So, and we've already lost over 2 million jobs. I think we've actually lost more than that in the IT jobs.
Okay, hold it right there. I'll bring you right back up on the other side of this break. Everybody stay with us. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information, is only a page away.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
We've turned once again, and you know, Vicki, on this kind of a topic, it really pushes my hot button. It just really fries me to no end. There's no doubt about it. But we'll weave this in with the tech company article as well. But this is the next level of this insanity. This is principle number 4. Listen carefully, folks. This is United Nations speaking here. This is not me. Strengthening social cohesion through integration. Migrants and citizens of destination countries should respect their legal obligations and benefit from a mutual process of adaptation and integration that accommodates cultural diversity and fosters social cohesion. The integration process should be actively supported by local and national authorities, employers, and members of civil society, and should be based on a commitment to non-discrimination and gender equality. It should also be informed by an objective public, political, and media discourse on international migration. What are they saying, Vicki? What they're saying here to me is that we have a legal obligation and a benefit from a mutual process of adaptation and integration that accommodates the cultural diversity and social cohesion. When we've got these illegals pouring into our country from God only knows where, we're supposed to bend over and take it in our shorts and accept these people in and amongst us as if they were just, you know, global citizens, fellow travelers.
Yeah, and we're supposed to not notice the fact that they are working, we're on food stamps, and that's supposed to be okay because they're sending money back to their families in their country. And this is so twisted, it makes me so angry that I can't even, the logic of this is that they are disenfranchising us from our country and basically pulling us out by the roots. We're not supposed to notice that people coming into this country have cultures that are entirely different and incompatible with ours, and that's supposed to be okay. As long as, you know, we're all just global citizens, and why can't we all get along? Well, we can't, because they're bringing insurgents into our country that are destroying our lives in every single possible way except putting a bullet in us, and even at that, sometimes they do that too.
Well, this article off of the Economic Times that you have posted on your website for this morning's broadcast, Tech Companies Eyes a Billion-Dollar Pie on U.S. Recovery, starts off again, Bangalore, as America's top banks emerge from the Troubled Asset Relief Program, or TARP, and the economy starts showing signs of recovery, Indian outsourcing vendors, Tata Consultancy Services, the TCS, Infosys, and Wipro are set to gain offshoring projects worth around $1 billion over the next 1 to 2 years. J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley, which received approval to buy back government stake worth $68 billion earlier this year, apart from American Express, Bank of New York, Mellon and Capital One, which also started repaying government debt, are among the firms seeking operational efficiencies by outsourcing non-core IT and back-office projects to India. And I'm going to stop right there, folks. The disingenuous nature of this article is the caption, is the photograph that's enclosed here. What we see are three white women, Americans likely, a redhead, a blonde, and a brunette, sitting here, and they're all talking on their little mouthpieces as if they're the ones that are answering the telephones and doing this work for J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, and the others. But that's not quite the case, is it, Vicky? When you pick up the telephone and you call in and you find that you're talking to somebody from Bangalore, God help us. Now we're into this logic tree, decision tree stuff. And if you don't ask and answer the questions properly, you will get no assistance.
Yeah, the only way those would be white women answering those phones is if they moved over to India and lived in Bangalore. But I really seriously doubt that India honors the insanity of the United Nations trade and migration policy that you just read. Only the United States is stupid enough to implement this kind of system that is destroying our own economy and our own people.
Well, I think it's probably happening in Canada and England as well, and many of the countries of Western Europe, but you're definitely right. This is a one-way trip. This redistribution of the wealth is not a two-way street between here and India. It's a one-way street. Now, there may be some engineers, there may be some people, and I've read these accounts, and perhaps you have too, Vicky, where if you move a factory from the United States, let's say, or a business firm from the United States to India or Singapore, Malaysia, you know, wherever, Indonesia, you might send along with your equipment some of your top management staff. And those people will have nice, toasty, roasty jobs for maybe 2 years or maybe 3 years. But as soon as they train up their replacements, then they are fired, and their compatriots over there, they're the ones to take the positions. And so this goes all the way back again, folks, as we started in the first segment. I just mentioned it, the Gauss plan. And this system was very well worked out in Soviet Russia, in the rise of Lenin and Stalin in that time period. That was all worked out very well over there. And what they've done is now expanded this global communization or collectivization all around the world. And the very things that were being worked out there, what they had, Vicky, were teams of experts. Experts say teams of experts that they had vacuumed up in the communities in Russia. And they would work towards putting together business plans and business models and getting things started as the workers' revolution spread. But it was short-lived in that they would, as soon as they got the systems established, then they would be reduced down to the level of the workers again, and other things would happen. So in this article, more ideas, more thoughts on this one. There's so much here.
Well, we have lost so many jobs when their alleged team of experts came over from India, which was part of the program that we talked about before of the global systems, establishing the international trading system, financial system that occurred back in the 1990s. India also trained up a bunch of IT people, but they came over here and basically took systems back with them. And what this article says is that we've lost almost 2 million jobs in the last 14 years. But I dispute that, because if you look at this list that I have of that Lou Dobbs compiled, actually, of American corporations that have exported IT jobs and jobs that can be done by telephone over the internet, I would say it's got to be a huge percentage of our economy. Because at the time when I started researching outsourcing, knowledge jobs and information workers were 65% of our economy. And when you look at what's happened to our economy at this point and what they continue to do with the importing of workers, perpetuating this system of importing foreign workers and putting the American people out of work, what you see is that the stimulus, our American economy is becoming dependent upon the government stimuluses. They cannot reinflate the balloon of our economy because there's nothing to inflate. They are not hiring the American people.
Well, another one of the aspects of this is that, yeah, they've got us, you know, on an air hose, and they're trying to inflate this balloon. The money, as we can see, is not actually making it to the people in any way, shape, or form. But what is all this quote-unquote money? This is debt, folks. And the people around the world, they're no longer accepting the debt. So that really just shows you how black the future is. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us. Your calls are welcome.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Of course, it's got to be understood, folks, when we get into this kind of an area of discussion, that it doesn't work to do outsourcing of this nature if the people in East India are illiterate, functionally illiterate or otherwise, or if they don't understand basic precepts. It doesn't work for a global world, you know, one world order, if the people in the Northern Hemisphere understand one branch of thought and history, another part of the world, they have another understanding of history. And so it's necessary, in order to make this whole thing work, to have brought all education under the same heading. And here's a little bit of an insight to that. You can find it again on Vicki's website, channelingreality.com. Here's the quote. In the communist ideology, education is tied directly to jobs. Control of the jobs being the critical point in an authoritarian state, and that's Eugene Maxwell Boyce, professor of educational administration at the University of Georgia. Vicki, your comments?
Yeah, and that's where the article, Minnick and other freshman Democrats propose a rehaul to the workforce training. I've described, in past broadcasts, I've described the education system and how they are tying it to workforce development and creating a cradle-to-grave tracking system. And under that system, you, in order to get a job, you will have to be certified in some educational field. Actually, it doesn't matter what job it is, whether it's sweeping the streets or answering a telephone or doing surgery on somebody, you will need a certificate, which basically becomes a license to work. And you can see how they've, the way that they've set up this global system whereby corporations can import at will foreign workers into your country. What they've done is to create the situation where the labor market has to be managed in a supply chain system.
Another aspect of this, too, that lays that back there, folks, and if we can understand the fraudulent nature, the fraudulent concealment of the Federal Reserve banking system and the international banking cabal, it's through this idea, you know, as we put out many times before, this idea of having everything be permitted and everything be licensed. Under the common law, if you wanted to sweep a street, you could sweep a street. If you wanted to be a carpenter, you could be a carpenter. If you wanted to be a butcher, baker, a candlestick maker, you could do so. No big deal. Piece of cake. But ever since the Uniform Commercial Code came in, ever since we went under commerce, we were brought into commerce back in, it was a long time ago. We don't need to go into all of that. But when we came into commerce, then everybody has to have a license. We're always in commerce, and we're no longer under any kind of common law, which brings us right back to these principles of action, Vicki, because throughout this and throughout all of the documents, they're always talking about everybody should have rights, rights, rights. Soon you Americans will no longer know what it is like to have rights, but this, what is the rights that they're talking about? They're talking about the Declaration of Human Rights. And whatever the Declaration of Human Rights gives in all of the preceding, at the very last clause, it takes it all back. As long as you are in harmony with the goals and objectives of the United Nations initiatives, you have these rights. When you're not in harmony, you have no rights, no rights whatsoever.
And well, you know what it implies to me when you say rights? It implies permission.
That's all it is.
And de facto, you know, if you have a system where you have rights, they can take them away from you.
And with rights come duties.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
you have a duty to work. You know, it's the global workforce. It's not just cradle to grave in planning, but it's cradle to grave in application. Go again back to this United Nations Global Straitjacket, Joan Beyond. We will all be based on our inputs and our outputs. Now, Granny, sitting in her rocking chair or lane recliner there, she's not going to have any output. Therefore, her inputs are going to be restricted to the point that she'll have a right to die. And the same goes with very young children, because they are all they're all driven on output or inputs as opposed to outputs. They become wards of the state because, you know, they're just basically state dependents. So it's all about workforce development, the education of that. And, as you pointed out in other places in this colloquy of information that you've gathered for us today, I can't think of anybody in regards to education who has nailed it down tighter than Charlotte Iserby.
Oh, she has done just a phenomenal job. And I have some quotes farther on down in that parallel universe that we'll talk about on Thursday. I have some quotes from her book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down, that, yeah, Charlotte Iserby is truly an American heroine, hero, in terms of education and what she's reported.
Yeah, she's brought it out into the eyes of everybody, and then even again in Robert Hillman's book, Fast Bullets and Culture Changes, he lays out a lot of that direction as well. But in order to bring all of the planet into this one global system, you've got to have the uniformity that IT demands. All the units have to be, just exactly the each one has to be just the same. It's like all made out of ticky tacky, and they all look just the same. The old song. But where do you want to go next in this group of stuff?
Well, I want to read these two paragraphs from that article.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it says, Comrade Walt Minnick of Idaho has introduced a bill that he says would bring major reform to federal job training programs by prioritizing training and education that helps workers become certified in a new career. We must do a better job of aligning education and job training to the career pathways available in the 21st century economy, Minnick wrote in a letter to colleagues. The best way to prepare today's students for reality of the modern workforce is to offer training in industry-recognized skills.
Correct.
And so what they've done, and this is part of a major system that they have designed,
oh, yep.
whereby they tie the school to training, vocational training on the job, in what's called workforce development, and they create a record that will be cradle to grave, and it provides a transition, an automatic transition from school right into work.
Well, this worked for me, and it worked very well.
But this is different, though. This is different.
I understand. But at the same time, this did work for me, and it worked very well. And I'm where I want to go with this, you'll see. But when back in the early 50s, late 50s, early 60s, in Alaska, in the North Star School Borough or North Star School District, they set up Votek High School in Fairbanks, Alaska, Lathrop High School, which I attended. And in that process, starting in the seventh grade in junior high and the eighth grade and then continuing through senior high school, I was able to take drafting classes, mechanical drawing, industrial arts, if you will. And there was about five other opportunities for the young man to go through. I chose that one, and then I wound up working in that. But you can see if you can shape the dialogue, folks, if you can shape the course by offering specific classes and none others, then you can actually do what the employers want. Now, what they want, you know, is a specific type of a crank turner. And so they go to work with their public-private partnerships. They get together, and we've got one of these education centers that recently was built near me, Vicki, on Fed money. And in this building, they're training the workforce of tomorrow, preparing students for the reality of the modern workforce, offering training in industry-recognized skills. And so I know that this system can work. It will put people, you know, boots on the ground, as they say. But what happens if some young person out there is training to turn fries at McDonald's and has the mental capacity to be a brain surgeon?
Well, that's exactly right. And that's what happened to a friend of mine's friend's daughter. She wants to be a doctor. They had her training as a nurse's aide. Well, and you have to look at society, too. I mean, are children products of the state? Does the state own these children such that they can put them into a supply chain management system for the labor force? If they had done that to me when I was a kid, I never would have ended up being a systems analyst. I guarantee you that.
Okay. We'll pick it up on the other side, folks. I'm not pleased. Vicky's not pleased. Are you?
Vicky's angry.
Vicky's angry. You can call in, folks. 866-841-1065.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com.
They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information, is only a page away.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time. Here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Have returned flying through today's 2-hour broadcast now with the last segment straight ahead. Folks, I'm going to give you real quickly the last two of these principles for action. There are only 6 of them. Protecting the rights of the migrants. You know, we always ask about, but what about these illegals, you know, that are doing such and such and so and so. They're not paying taxes or they're not doing this or they're not doing that. Well, listen, here's the reason why. The legal and normative framework affecting international migrants should be strengthened, implemented more effectively, and applied in a non-discriminatory manner. so as to protect the human rights and labor standards that should be enjoyed by all migrant men and women. Respecting the provisions of this legal and normative framework, states and other stakeholders must address migration issues in a more consistent and coherent manner. Of course, you'll never hear any of this on Lou Dobbs. Here's another one, the last one. Enhancing governance, governance, not government, coherence, capacity, and cooperation. The governance of international migration should be enhanced by improved coherence and strengthened capacity at the national level. Greater consultation and cooperation between states at the regional level and more effective dialogue and cooperation among governments and between international organizations at the global level. Such efforts must be based on a better appreciation of the close linkages that exist between international migration and development and other key policy issues, including trade, aid, state security, and human rights. But of course, in this model, all of our rights come from the United Nations, nothing from the Creator. We're under commercial law, international commercial law, admiralty law, if you will. But Vicki, pick it up there if you can.
Yeah, what they've done with this system, they're talking about the Global Human Resource Management System. They've basically turned people into commodities. And when you get a certification in something, they plan on it being a global labor market. And theoretically, what an employer will be able to do is to hop on his computer and say, I need 50 welders, for example. And the system will go out and search the entire globe, and find 50 certified, genuine certified welders. And you can bring those welders in to do a job if your country doesn't have the 50 welders in it. Although they're not really quite clear on that, because this system theoretically is supposed to get the best in the world for the employers.
If we remember the beginnings of all of this, go back into the end of the feudal period and come into the commercial time period and then into the mercantile period, and remember about guilds, folks, and crafts and trades and all of that. The real origins and all of the unions and things like that, it's all about restricting the number of people that can be qualified as an apprentice to be a silversmith or something like that, or a welder. The union's goal is not to open the floodgates and have billions of bazillions of welders. It's to limit it. It's to restrict it down. It's to make it very, very difficult to be a union journeyman welder. It's the idea is to bring down the number of them, and then in a global database, Vicki, from a global national product, from the global economic picture, we can see that all we really need are 5,000 certified welders to do all of the welding projects under the new economic and development model. And so we're going to need to spread the work around globally. We're only going to need so many brain surgeons, because through telemed, we can do so much of it that way, and so on and so forth. And so the idea of licensing everyone and making sure that all of the education is uniform works towards, as you said, these commodities, where we have a global system where we track and trace all of our commodities, all of our resources in that fashion. That way we don't have any superfluous numbers.
Yeah. Well, and of course the flaw in that is that anybody that lives in a rural community, you're limited to what you can learn by what the businesses are in your area. So, for example, in Idaho, I mean, you could get all the training that Walmart has to offer. So it basically forces people that want a future for their children to move to a large city where they have opportunities for education.
And it really reinforces the idea, and even Charlotte brought this out, the importance of homeschooling. If we allow our children to go into these various things, and folks, the window of opportunity is limited. we may not have the opportunity. We may not have, it might be some form of child abuse to deny your children the socialization that they get in public schools. So, you know, then their children would just be taken away from you and put in boarding schools. So that's a possibility. But the idea, while the window of opportunity still exists, is to work with your children and help them to develop the basic understandings that they need. Teaching them how to learn is so much more important than, like this, just there's a difference between teaching and training. Wouldn't you agree, Vicki?
Absolutely.
You know,
yes.
I can teach my dog all about me and the relationship between me and her and our farm, for instance. But if I train her, then she's going to be waiting for the command and she's going to be waiting for the cookie. If I teach her so that she understands what her space and place with me is all about, I no longer have to use a cookie or whistle or snap my fingers. She just automatically takes over that responsibility and does it. And she loves doing it. And then she develops. She becomes a better herder than I could ever train her to do just because she understands what herding is all about and so on and so forth. So all of those things figure into this, and I think that if we can go back to the standpoint of freedom and understand that our property is a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of our lives, we become the chalice that carries around our mind and our spirit, our being, and then our children also have that unique distinction in that they're not our property. And if we can teach the children to know who they are and whose they are, then no matter what barbs and arrows are shot at them throughout their lives, they'll be able to excel to the greatest potential. But if we give them over to these government training systems, God only knows what they'll get come back as.
Robots. They will be owned, totally owned by the state, and their lives will be totally managed by the state.
And not know the difference.
And not know the difference. I mean, this is the computer system that they're setting up here to manage the human resources is no different than the systems that they have to manage the animals in a zoo or the number of fish in the river or the number of trees in the forest. I mean, it is total management, total control. And a child will not be able to succeed in this system if the state does not want to let them succeed.
Yes, and we have enough problems even in that. I mean, if you go out, those of us that had, you know, gotten an advanced degree in something, unless you are part of an in club or unless somebody invites you in, don't expect to advance just because you have a degree. You may have a degree in engineering, but you might find that the engineers that run the companies are not interested in having you be anything more than a crank turner. Don't expect a corner office with a rubber tree plant anytime soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so the whole global system of control has to come down. It just has to.
I think it might fall on its own, but I don't want to count on that. Now, we're going to be back again on this direction on Thursday, folks. We didn't cover all of the documents. There's so much more to go into. That's certainly the way that Vicki lays it out for me. I open this stuff up in the morning. I don't know what I'm going to get when I see the webpage, but when I see it, I can understand where she's trying to go. But we'll continue this discussion, Vicki, on Thursday. Again, I always like to thank you for coming up, getting up so early before we run out of time, and putting this material together. You stimulate my mind. I hope we've stimulated the audience's mind. There are things that we can do, folks. There are things that we can do, but the solutions are all right at your doorstep. They're all right in tight around you. Look in your house and see what you can do to start derailing and turning your back on this global system. The idea is so simple that Karen Testotto puts forward the idea of not complying, don't buy, don't comply, and then ask why. We don't buy into all of this cheap Chinese plastic crap. We don't buy the lies that you get off the media. We don't buy things spontaneously. We replace things that we really need. We understand the difference between needs and wants. We always ask why. And then we have to say goodbye. It's the end of the broadcast. Vicki, thanks for joining us. Thank you for listening, audience. And until tomorrow, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's diginet.net. diginet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
History will always remember those with the strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.